This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, May 7th. God's word to you today is grace equals mercy plus favor. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 2, verses 4 to 5 from the New Revised Standard Version. And it says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." Ephesians 2 verse 4 says from the New Revised Standard Version, "But God, who is rich in mercy." What is mercy? Mercy is not getting what you deserve. Does anyone go to bed praying and pleading for God's judgment in their lives? Does anyone go to bed saying, "God, I need your judgment in my life. Give me everything I deserve"? The truth is, we cannot. And that is why David said, "If you were to mark iniquity, who shall stand? But because there is forgiveness with you, therefore we fear you." This is taken from Psalms 130, verses 3 to 4. There is forgiveness with God, therefore we fear him. But God, who is rich in mercy, he has not given us what we actually deserve. He has done better to us than we actually deserve. And that is mercy. While mercy is not getting what we deserve, favor, on the other hand, is getting what we do not deserve. Yet God has put the mercy and favor together in grace. When the Bible says, "By grace you were saved," it means that for you and I to be saved, we actually needed God's mercy, God not giving us what we deserve. And we actually need his favor, him giving us what we do not deserve, the death of his son on the cross of Calvary, before we can be saved. Grace equals mercy plus favor, and that is what we need to be saved. It is not by works, lest any man should boast, according to Ephesians 2 verses 8 to 9. Salvation is purely by grace. But what I'm saying to you today is that you need to come into that grace. You need to accept it. Remember the illustration of the scale from yesterday's devotion? On the right side, there is grace and favor, but on the left, there is judgment and wrath. God is saying to us today, come to the right side of the scale so that the grace will be upon you. Ephesians 2 verses 4 to 5 say, "But God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much that even when we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when we raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved." God is rich in mercy. He wipes off everything that is written against us. Colossians 2 verses 13 to 14 from the God's Word translation says, "You were once dead because of your failures and your uncircumcised corrupt nature. But God made you alive with Christ when he forgave all your failures. He did this by erasing the charges that were brought against us by the written laws God had established. He took the charges away by nailing them to the cross." Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
Your grace has found me just as I am, empty handed, but alive in your hand. Majesty, majesty, forever I am changed by your love. In the presence of your majesty. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.